letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left five soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An inmate found guilty in connection with the 2024 death of Lincoln Hills Youth Prison Counselor Corey Prue will spend 5 years in prison. Ryan Nyblom provided Javarius Hurd with a cup of soapy water, which sparked a chain of events that led to Prue hitting his head on a hard surface. Prue later died at a nearby hospital. Wisconsin lawmakers filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan joined other Midwest lawmakers to submit the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Callahan says Canada needs to face consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. And more than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. A 29-year-old woman in Sauk County is dead after a deer came crashing through her windshield Wednesday night. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says just after 8:30 Wednesday night, they responded to a crash on Highway 33 near County Road Highway X in the town of Greenfield. Sauk County authorities say a woman was driving west on Highway 33 when a deer was hit by another vehicle going in the opposite direction. The deer came flying through her windshield and went into her vehicle. She was the only person in the vehicle. The woman's car left the road and then hit a home. No one in the home was hurt. The name of the woman who was killed has not been released. Authorities indicate that she is from the Baraboo area. This is Dave Grant with the Max FM News Center.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant at 11 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue mostly cloudy with a low of 69. On Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then we're going to see it mostly sunny, hot and humid, high of 91. Heat index values at 97 degrees. It will be steamy on Friday. Saturday, we see a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon again, mostly sunny and hot, humid, a high of 91. Sunday, cooling down, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly sunny, a high of 84. Currently is 70 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, there's a little bit of activity happening out here this morning.
A little bit. Parking spaces are starting to fill up. People are arriving for work. And those partly cloudy clouds that we were talking about before have increased.
Yeah, see, you said, there was only two clouds, and now
they have moved north, because now I can see them.
Okay, well, just checking. You know, want to make sure you're not having any vision issues this morning.
Are you making fun of me, Dave?
Would I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I would make fun of you. So, but hey, I'm glad to see you here today. Shop local and save big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. It is our flash sale. You have about 45 minutes left to take advantage of this offer. Half off that $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Just $12.50 until 9 a.m. today. No code required. Shop local, save big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Wendy, can't beat that deal. Jay's Pub and Grill for $12.50.
No, you're right. That is an awesome deal, and they have really awesome food there, too. We haven't been there in a while. We should probably go there one of these days.
We should go there one of these days.
You should clean your glasses, too.
Yes, I know that.
Did you do that yet?
No, I didn't do that
yet. Come on, Dave.
I know. I really need an intern or staff or something.
Intern? What?
Yeah, I think I need an intern.
Cripes.
I think I need an intern. I really do. I think we need to have an intern here, you know, to do
Lord.
Things.
You not need a personal attendant at the office.
Yeah, I think I do.
No, you don't. Nobody wants that job, Dave. Trust me, I know.
I bet we can find somebody. We'll see what happens.
Doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see, you know. But we're trying to fit more movement into our days, and that's always a good thing, right? And as I'm saying,
if you clean your glasses, that's more movement, too.
Right, but I can clearly see my fingers moving around this morning, you know, so.
Not the point, dear.
I know, but, you know, I'm easily distracted, too, when I look at my hands.
No, never you.
Well, you know, I've been easily distracted every time I look down at them for some reason.
You spend more time at the salon than I do.
Well, you're going on Friday, so calm down.
Trying to get away from you.
Well, I was going to go with you.
I knew that.
I think they missed me there.
Imagine that. I don't know. We'll take a poll.
Yeah, we should take a poll. I bet they miss me. You know, I haven't been there since Monday. Got my hair cut, and I needed that haircut in the worst way. So, as Amanda so fondly put it, there was a lot of gray hair on the floor.
There was a lot of gray hair on the floor, I'm sure.
It was. It had been a while, but it definitely looks better. They take good care of me, so I appreciate them as always. And CNN Health did a list of 14 ways to move more each day. It got the classics like taking the stairs and parking farther away from stores, but some of them are a little more creative. Wendy, do you already do some of this stuff to get more movement in your day?
Some of it, yeah.
All right. Do you do number one?
No, because I rarely heat up food in the microwave, so I don't do squats while heating up food in the microwave. Even if it's for 30 seconds, it adds up, and you've already got a built-in timer.
I think you should do squats when you use the microwave going forward. So I'm going to start whipping you into shape at home.
Actually, what? Whip me into shape at home? Excuse me, mister. I don't even bend over at home. I'm going to skip down to number three because I actually kind of do this one when I'm using the microwave because I can't reach it very well. So I do have to go up on my tiptoes. So that's kind of doing calf raises while you're brushing your teeth. Only I'm using the microwave. So I'm just changing it up a little.
Right, exactly. And yeah, you definitely are a little bit shorter than what the microwave is. But it's at standard height in case anyone is curious. Wendy's at fun size.
Unlike our bathroom mirror where I can barely see my eyes in the mirror.
Again, that's standard height. I can't help.
And he has a step stool. No, actually, other people have told me that ours is very high. So I don't know.
Well, the way our bathroom was designed contributed to part of that as well, because our bathroom was not originally a bathroom back when that house was built. So some of the heights and things are a little bit different. Yeah, you know, that is one of the...
I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't live there.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the weirdest things I found.
I didn't put it all up.
Yeah, I know.
And paint the walls.
And paint the walls, yes. That bathroom was definitely an interesting challenge, because the original bathroom for our house was
like
outside.
Everything in our house is a challenge.
Yeah, because the bathroom was an afterthought at our house.
It was.
And so originally the bathroom is outside, and that building is still outside as well. It was an outhouse.
It's an awesome garden shed.
Yes, and so it was an outhouse, so the bathroom was definitely an afterthought. And yeah, our bathroom is the smallest room in the house, and when all three of us are in there, it is fun. All right, number two on our weird ways to make more movement in your day is pick a favorite show and make yourself work out to whatever and whenever you watch it. The downside is it might soon become your least favorite show. So
maybe
yeah.
You should try that while you're binge watching.
Yeah, maybe. Or I can do it like during Chicago Fire or Chicago PD.
Yeah, because that's on all day long.
Well, only Tuesdays and Thursdays and sometimes Saturdays. So, you know, it's not
all. But you seem to find it any other day of the week,
well,
too.
Well, when the dog wakes you up on Saturday mornings to go turn the TV on because he wants to see if Chicago PD's on, literally that's what he does on Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock. Doesn't matter. It's like clockwork at home or if we're somewhere else. He's looking at me like, turn the TV on. I want to see if my show is on. I'm like, dude, I just want to sleep.
And you let him and you do it.
Well, I do it because then it pacifies him. Then he watches his show and then I can fall back asleep. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. All right. I'm going to go to number four on weird ways to fit more movement in your day is don't sit when you're on the phone. You might have to if it's a work call and you're on your computer. But if you're just catching up with a friend, pace around home or go outside and walk around. So, Wendy, what's number five on weird ways to get more movement in our day?
Carry your groceries to your car. I had to read that one twice because when I was looking at this earlier, I was like, whoa, how else do you get them to your car? But
right.
Then I was like, oh, duh, you would leave them in the cart. But then you carry them into the house. But what it says here is that one makes sense if you carry all of them at once. No one's making multiple trips, though, which I've seen you do. You pile on the bags as many as you can on the way in the house so you don't have to make more than one trip.
Well, yes. I mean, I want to pack mule it in, you know?
Yeah, I know. And then the bread is never the same.
Or the buns, hun.
Or the buns, hun.
But I have not pack muled recently, though. I've been very...
No, because I've been carrying the groceries in. So your pack mule is working for you.
Well, I've been helping carry groceries in now.
You've started to, yes.
I've started to, yes. And I'm following all the doctors.
And I have to remind you, not that hand. Not that hand. The other
I
hand,
know.
Dave. The other
I
hand.
Know. I'm still getting used to it, but yes. I forgot to ask when I was in for PT if I can start doing more weight with it because they gave me new instructions.
Probably
but,
no.
Well, they told me I can't mow the lawn yet, so.
Yeah, because that's a lot of rattling around and stuff.
Yeah, but
and actually, I was trying to mow the lawn with one hand the other day just because I was doing something else. And it doesn't work very well because the mower just kind of runs away on you.
Well, when you're looking at your phone and trying to mow, that doesn't work well. I should have shot video of you doing this.
I was answering a text message because I thought maybe you needed something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me, though.
Well, there's a new one.
Yeah, I know. All right, and the last way to get more movement in your day, weird ways to get movement in your day is... Rush through your chores. A recent study actually backed that one up. Things like vacuuming faster or hustling when you take your trash can boost your heart rate and count as a mini workout. So, you know, you got to move it when you're running that vacuum cleaner.
I usually hustle when I'm taking the trash out because I'm afraid the bag's going to break, so I just run down the sidewalk.
Well, if it didn't get loaded up to max capacity or beyond max capacity, because when you pull it out and you see that thing stretching, you're going... All right, this is never a good sign. That means that garbage bag was overloaded by somebody in our house. And
there's two somebodies in our house, thank you very much.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, yes, you and the dog. I don't know how much stuff the dog is putting in the trash, but he does know how to open the trash can, too,
yeah,
which is just absolutely scary.
I know. He checks it out.
Okay. Yes, he does. So, yeah, so those are ways to get more movement during chores and things like that. So some weird ways to get movement. Wendy, is there something that you do to get movement that you didn't see on this list that might be considered weird? She's thinking the smoke alarm's about to go off. Beep, 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 beep. Oh.
Not that, well, I was thinking about this one and it's not necessarily always in my day, but you know, I like to play golf.
Yes.
And last night we played on the back nine.
Right.
And we all joked about on hole 17, you know, the one where the hole is at the top of a giant hill, that we were all just going to take a seven and move along.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We actually played it. And all of us actually got our ball over the creek.
Wow.
But guess where it landed?
Right in the edge?
About halfway up the hill. So then guess what you got to do?
You're walking up that hill. Because there's no cart going up that hill.
Well, you take your cart up, but then you got to come back down to get your ball, and then you got to walk back up. So we all got our workouts in last night.
Well, that's a good thing. See, that's not necessarily a weird way, maybe a good way. If you have any ideas, you can text Wendy and I, let us know. 608-355-9970. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pete's Ranch of Baraboo and music by A Flock of Seagulls on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, and all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, a cornhole tournament, dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30, followed by the hip replacements from 3 until 6. All money raised goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, please go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's the Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th. And on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, it's the 60th annual Laval Celebration. Saturday's events will include a walk run beginning at 7 a.m., concessions opening at the small pavilion at 10:30. Bucket golf and cornhole tournaments will begin at 11 a.m. with food trucks and the bar opening at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, great live music. Sunday, the event gets started with the parade and concessions at 11 a.m. And then following the parade will be the chicken barbecue and meat raffle, plus bounce houses for the kids, other kids' activities, horseshoe tournament, and so much more. Plus the 50-50 and bucket raffle drawings will be held at 3 p.m. Find all the details by visiting the Laval Area Community Action Club's Facebook page. Again, this is Saturday and Sunday, with the event starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday.
I walk along. I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm with Marianne from the Portage Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Dave.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You have some exciting news about things happening in Portage.
Yeah, first it's August. Who's excited about August, right? Lots of fun things still going on. We're happy because the road is open in downtown.
That is the most exciting news for anyone that is living in the Portage area or going through Portage. The road is open.
Right, yeah. We want to just say thanks to everybody for dealing with that little bit of road construction, being supportive of our local businesses, but we want to invite you to come to downtown Portage. Come check it out on a brand new road to come through.
It's always kind of neat to drive down a brand new road, feel the smoothness of the road. We know it was an inconvenience, but it is so much nicer to have a new road
right.
in downtown.
We're excited. Yes. We're excited, too, because you can check out the new road when you come for Taste of Portage, which will be happening on August 22nd and 23rd, right in downtown Portage.
So what happens at the Taste of Portage, Marianne?
So it's all about food and cars. We love it. Friday night, we kick it off with food, live music. We'll be downtown at our Market Square. You can come check it out on Friday night, August 22nd. And then on Saturday, we kick things off really early on the 23rd. We'll have a half marathon and 5K, live music on two stages. If you have a classic car you want to bring out and show it off, because who doesn't want to show off their classic car, right?
I would love to get my classic car out. Maybe if I'm able to drive by then, we'll bring one of our classics over to the car show as well. Now, if people want more information about what's happening in Portage, what's the easiest way for them to find that out?
They definitely want to come to the Chamber's website. It's portagewi.com.
Marianne, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite. It's been my pleasure.
You are welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time to soak up some extra sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. This Thursday, enjoy that 90s band from 7 to 9. Their soaring vocals, gritty guitars, and distinctive sound samples leave audiences feeling exhilarated and entertained. That 90s band is perfect for people who grew up in the 90s or for anyone who loves the era's music and culture. Go to baraboo concerts.com for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out of Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Muse Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. 8:39 on your Thursday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. We do have a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It will be partly sunny with a high of 86. Night shower and thunderstorm chances continue mostly cloudy, a low of 69. On Friday, we do a shower and thunderstorm chances and possibly mostly sunny, hot, humid, and steamy with a high of 91. Heat index rose at 97 degrees. On Friday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, a low of 74. Saturday, that heat and humidity continues, mostly sunny, hot and humid, a high of 91. A chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Currently 72 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. It's corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, are you breaking my microphone over there?
No.
Okay, I am just checking.
I was just moving it around. It's bouncing around and it's making me crazy.
Okay, sounds good. Well, our engineering team will have to take a look at that, I guess. I mean, well, I know an engineer or two.
Yeah. See, look at how much it's bouncing around when you're moving the table.
Does that help? Does that help? bouncy.
It actually hit me in the nose once before, so, okay. Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that are bouncing around, we have our big deal of the day. It's our flash show. You got 19 minutes left to take advantage of this. Half off a $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill. That certificate's just $12.50 at maxfmbigdeals.com. This flash sale is only until 9 a.m. Wendy. So if you want to take advantage of it, you need to go buy it now, right?
Exactly. Attention, Max FM Big Deal shoppers.
Yes.
Do we have a red light special or something?
Yeah, we call it Wendy. Oh, out loud voice again.
All right, then.
I'm going to get myself in trouble this morning.
Too late.
Yeah, that's nothing new, though. I mean, that's nothing new. So, but yes, shop local, stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
I was trying to make a throwback joke, Dave.
Yeah, I know, and I took it way in the other direction.
Went off the ledge.
Of course I did. And it is Thursday, August 7th, and it's calendar days. Wendy, what do you see on our calendar days today?
I see Aged Care Employee Day, and that is it. Every year celebrates the workers who provide care to the elderly. It takes an extraordinary amount of skill, patience, and heart to care for the aged individuals living through their twilight years. Thus, the day serves as an appreciation for nurses, care workers, drivers, chefs, cleaners, and other volunteers who are always on call to ensure that our seniors receive the company and assistance that they need. And I can really relate to this these days, Dave.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, you're not necessarily elderly, but I have been taking on the caregiver role quite a bit, and it's kind of exhausting.
Yes, it is, and I appreciate you taking on that caregiver role. So, yes, you definitely have had to step up and do a lot of things, and things that are not necessarily inside your comfort zone either. So,
well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, supervising me taking a shower or sponge bath, you know, I know you were excited about all of those opportunities.
You're lucky I just didn't get the pressure washer out.
Yeah, this is true. I figure you get the garden hose out. Yes, you do. Today is also Purple Heart Day. We celebrate that as a give back day to thank our Americans, remember those, and honor those men and women who bravely represented our country and were either wounded or killed while serving. So these people are decorated with a Purple Heart in the name of the president. This day is for remembering them and their sacrifice. So thank you to all of those military and veterans who have made those ultimate sacrifices for us. Right, Wendy?
Yes, absolutely, Dave.
All right. I'm also going to get into some of the fun ones. Okay, this is a good one. It is Cycle to Work Day today.
I was just looking at that.
And that is celebrated as people can ride their bikes to work, and it gives, you know, you a little bit of exercise. It also frees up parking stalls. And you know what? You can put your bike almost anywhere. You don't have it in a parking stall, and you don't have to worry about getting a ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's definitely, you get exercise. It's a win-win across the board. What else you see on our list today, Wendy?
Lighthouse Day. Lighthouses are a wondrous thing. They're beautiful yet incredibly useful. On National Lighthouse Day, we celebrate how these scenic, historic structures comforted travelers throughout the centuries. If you ever visit a lighthouse, you'll understand the serenity and stability they present to viewers on land. While lighthouse technology has evolved over time, lighthouses were once widely used to mark dangerous reefs, shorelines, and harbors. Today, we imagine how a lighthouse's beacon of light offered hope to those seeking land in the midst of stormy seas and dark nights.
So, yes, lighthouses weren't there just to look cool. They were basically a way to get people safely where they needed to be. Today is also National IPA Day, India Pale Ale Beer Day today. And it is celebrated to raise your awareness about one of the most popular types of craft beers in the world, India Pale Ale. It is a full-bodied and bitter beer made with hops and pale malts. It contains more alcohol than the average beer and is brewed with a variety of hop strains. Through several IPA tasting events, festivals, and other activities, IPA Day brings together a large and small breweries, as well as beer lovers and connoisseurs. And yes, I do like an IPA on occasion. It's been a while since I've had any beer, but an IPA is always a good one. And it's not something you drink too fast either. That's one reason I like it, is it's got a little bit more bite to it. And so I miss that right now, but it's been all good as well.
And I'm not a fan. I don't like hoppy beers. They're too sour for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Funky tasting, I guess.
Yeah. And see, you don't like dark beers either.
I don't like to chew my beverages.
See, and yeah, I understand. We found a favorite beer of yours, and unfortunately that one's no longer available.
No, but I found some other ones along the way after that, so that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah. And right now, neither one of us have had any beer in a long time.
Okay.
Well, you may have. I have not. Well,
no, I haven't had any beer. No.
Well, you've had. Yeah, we won't go into the rest. I'm sure you had a cocktail last night.
I did.
Good. Good for you.
I did.
Yeah, I had a nice cold glass of water last night. I'm behaving.
Congratulations, Dave.
I've been following the doctor's orders, you know, and so we'll see. Friday's right around the corner, though.
This is true.
What else do you see on our calendar days?
I see particularly preposterous packaging day, Dave.
What is that, Wendy?
Having our online orders delivered is always exciting, isn't it? But have you ever ordered a pack of small batteries or a USB flash drive online and ended up receiving a package the size of a shoebox? Or have you ever struggled and even gotten injured while trying to open heat-sealed clamshell packaging? Unbelievable, right? Those are examples of preposterousness in packaging, and what became the reason particularly preposterous packaging day is celebrate.
That sounds like kind of a fun one, though, to a certain extent.
That was a lot of big words.
It was a lot of big words there.
And I didn't have to say rural.
Yes. You would also say not urban, so.
Rural.
Yeah, you're getting it.
I'm getting there, man.
Yeah, we're getting
there.
There's
hope for me yet.
There is hope for you. I mean, you're your third full week in radio now. I mean, I was talking with Aaron Creno yesterday, and he asked how things were going. I said, well, Wendy's on week three of being on the radio in a row. He's like, oh, wow, because you'd filled in on weeknights for 2 weeks, and you also had been filling in out the fairgrounds. I mean, so I'm going to give you next week off the radio, I think.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't believe you. One last one is Professional Speakers Day. That is also celebrated on this day. This day is an occasion to celebrate all people who stand up in front of an audience. These people talk about different topics to inform, educate, persuade, and encourage people to take action about the things that matter to them. Professional speakers have an enormous impact on the lives of people who listen to them. Teaching, persuasion, or entertainment, no matter what the goal is of the speaker, they influence the people who hear them talk. Professional speakers engage in public speaking, which is also known as oration. They speak to different kinds of audiences, either live on stage or through pre-recorded videos.
That is pretty cool. And then the last one I found on the list today is National Raspberries and Cream Day today. And National Raspberries and Cream Day is observed annually in the United States. The raspberry season is at its peak right around this time in the Northern Hemisphere, which is why you can't afford to miss out on celebrating this day. You will find raspberries at the supermarket, on, you know, farmers markets as well, in almost every grocery store. Prepare to eat this exotic fruit in whatever form you like. One tradition that goes far back is our first agricultural communities eating raspberries with cream, a tasty way for people to enjoy those midsummer crops, Wendy.
Yes, absolutely, Dave. I'm thinking that maybe we should head over to one of our local ice cream establishments and see if we can find some raspberries and ice cream.
You know, raspberries and custard is sounding really good right about now.
Right?
Not that I don't have two different variations of mini donuts in the studio, so thank you for bringing those along with you today as well.
There was a sale.
Yeah, I figured, you know, and I always get grief when I walk into a certain gas station in Neshkoro and come out usually with more than just a newspaper. You know, so it happens.
I went to the store last night, picked up a few things we needed. Yeah. Apparently we needed some donuts too.
Yeah, we just didn't know it at the time. So donuts are always good.
Yeah.
Donuts. Wendy, thank you so much for filling in on the morning show with me today. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave.
And so you're going to be back with us one final time this week.
Tomorrow.
And so you'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 a.m. And then you go back to doing your normal time at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. That's your per se normal time in air quotes.
As normal as things get in our world.
Yes. And so, and you and I have been.
That's my assigned time.
That's your assigned time. And we are working towards having a little bit of a once a month Sunday night show with you and I from the home studio.
Sometimes there's this creepy guy lurking behind me. I don't know what his deal is. But.
Yeah. Because the Sunday. So the interesting part is I still do Sundays from 4 to 8 because that's where I got my start in radio. And so I just kind of like that Sunday night thing. And then you do the 8 to midnight to break it up a little bit. So. Once a month, you and I are going to do a live show from the home studio, which could be interesting. We'll kind of, if we don't get together during the week, then you and I can wrap some things up from during the week, talk about some of the things that have happened on the morning show or other interesting topics that we sometimes see that we go, we got to talk about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, we're looking forward to that. That's coming very soon. We've got the equipment in place. Just need to do some testing one of these days as well. So, Wendy, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Well, I'll see you at home, too, of course.
I know, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. I'll hang out with y'all until 11 o'clock this morning. We're going to hear about the concerts on the square that are happening tonight in downtown Baraboo next.
It's time to soak up some extra sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. This Thursday, enjoy that 90s band from 7 to 9. Their soaring vocals, gritty guitars, and distinctive sound samples leave audiences feeling exhilarated and entertained. That 90s band is perfect for people who grew up in the 90s or for anyone who loves the era's music and culture. Go to Baraboo Concerts.com for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
It's back to school time at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. We know the kids are going back to college, so all furniture is 25% off for the month of August. So before you go to that big box store, try the Restore. And remember, every purchase you make, every donation you drop off, helps us build and repair homes in your area. Please, help us accomplish our mission of ensuring everyone has a decent place to live. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hey folks, come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo. August 15th to the 17th, hours are 8 to 5 daily. Features this year are Ferguson, Ford and Fordson cars, trucks and tractors. Tickets are $10 a day, kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you there.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.